Oh yeah, it started today in a cloud. If I was a saint, I would shout. I got so much shiny left before I'm out. Yeah, it began with a spark, then a flame grew into a fire. It spread out again, and I just woke up here surrounded. Hey, 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 hey. How's it going, everyone out there? My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Welcome back. It's Tuesday, and you are, in fact, listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show. And in the studio, we have the one and only... You are just the one and only. We should just call you the one and only. The one and only James.
How you doing? Thank you for having me back.
Hey, man. How you doing? It's been a while again. It's always been a while.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Just doing your thing?
I lost my voice a little bit last night.
Why?
Yeah, baseball game.
See, you've actually, like, it feels like you've been doing these baseball games for, like, it feels like every single week or day. Do you have, like, a pass or something? What's going on with this?
No, it's just, you know, I like baseball.
You like
that? But this time, I actually, I went with Danny and David and his wife, Laura, up to Baltimore.
Is this like
the Nationals?
Is that experience totally different than doing it in D.C.?
Yeah, it is. First of all, you know, you're the away team, so there aren't as many fans. Even though they're from Washington, as Washington is close to Baltimore.
Yeah, just like an hour or something, or 40 minutes.
Yeah, there really weren't that many Washington fans there, so we were the heels.
So you have a higher odds of also getting murdered.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Baltimore's the murder capital of the country.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know, man.
You know, that's The Wire. I've never seen that show, actually, but I'm getting a little bit reverb here.
You're getting a little bit reverb?
Yeah. Can you hear it?
Was that part of your question?
I don't know. It was a comment and a question.
It was a comment and a question. All right, let me turn that off. Now we have less reverb.
I have no reverb now. Welcome, everybody.
But I think that's really cool, though, that you're actually doing, like, events. You're actually going out, because, you know, there's a million people out there that actually just do nothing, and they sit there and just record radio shows all week long.
Really?
There's some people out there. But that's cool, because, like, is this sort of like a conscious effort that you thought, like, at the beginning of the year, you're like, you know what? Nationals are playing. I'm a millionaire. I'm going to go watch a lot of shit, go to a lot of games.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, last year I only went to two or three games. But, you know, at the beginning of this season, I was like, you know what? Damn it. Like, I watched too many games on TV last year. I'm going to just start going to some more games. You know, there's no reason not to. The stadium's so close, and it's fun.
Now, basically, coming from a person like me, I don't really watch a lot of baseball on television. It's been a long time since any baseball activity I've had. Sell me on it, man. Why should I go live? How much is a ticket, actually, first of all?
It depends. It ranges anywhere from $10 to $300.
Yeah.
Depending on how close you want to be to the action.
So, and basically, like, if is it a situation where if a seat is not filled up, like, down below, that you can just, like, sort of sit there and be like, what, you know, whatever?
Yeah, well, no, you can move down. That's what we've been doing lately.
Just moving down because one's sitting down there?
I started getting the nosebleed seats.
Yeah.
They're $10 each. And then after the second or third inning, the ushers, they really stop enforcing, you know.
So you're just like, fuck it, we'll go down there.
Yeah, because they check your ticket when you, like, at the top of the...
At the top of the pyramid?
Yeah, at the top of the thing there. Before you go down to the seats, they'll check your ticket to make sure you're supposed to be in that section. But that's only the beginning of the game. After that, they ease up.
Now, I remember you were telling me before this radio show started, why do I always do this fist thing with my hand as I talk? Even though we're not on the... Yeah, no one can see us.
Joe
I always do that. Articulate with my fist and hand, like a ball. I cup the ball. The invisible
you cup
ball.
The ball.
That's what I call this. I cup the invisible ball when I'm talking to you, James.
Wow.
James, do you feel this ball that I'm cupping here?
What was your question?
I totally forgot my question.
We keep talking about balls.
We were talking about.
We always end up
seats,
talking about balls.
Moving down seats.
I used to do that at, like, at wrestling house shows. Like, you get those nosebleed seats, and then you're
cup
like,
cup the balls.
Yeah, and I cup the balls down below.
Did you ever catch any balls?
No, I've never caught a ball. But
Joe, you'd be good at that.
Catching balls, man.
Because your hand would be in that position. You know, you're going to be ready. Like, ready
come ready
you're
cup
in,
that ball,
you're
man.
In, like, this catcher position when you're tall.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, it's kind of different, wrestling and, like, going to a baseball game, because wrestling, you want to be down below, close to the action.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, so you can yell at them and
unless
and
New
whatever.
Jack is there.
And you can be, you know, just be close, whatever. Maybe they'll come out in the crowd and whatever.
Yeah, and slap fives and, yeah, you can.
Yeah, maybe, or maybe you'll get on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
But a baseball game is a little different because, like, at the beginning of the season, I started buying these expensive tickets to be close to the action. I was, you know, I had that wrestling fan mentality. Like, yeah. Oh, maybe I'll get on TV or.
And then you're showing that you did get on TV, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It worked.
But, I mean, it doesn't really matter. I find you can see better when you're up high.
That's true. You can.
Because you can see all the action. You don't have to, like, keep turning your head.
How many people, like, really, like, when you're I guess, estimating the maximum, or, you know, maximum amount of people that can fit into the stadium, how much is the baseball stadium that you guys are usually going to?
I think Nationals Park can hold like 40-something thousand, something like that.
Oh, that's a lot.
The Oriole Park was a little smaller. It can only hold like somewhere in the 30s.
Really?
33,000 people.
That's something. But that's something like MCI Center. Not MCI Center. What is it called now?
I don't even know what it's called now, but I like to call it the Verizon Arena. That's what
Verizon
I like
Center.
To call it.
Verizon Center.
Verizon Lube Live.
Yeah, because Verizon Center is what, like 20? What?
Jiffy Lube Live.
Jiffy Lube Live. That sounds so like nasty.
Wait, what
man.
Did that used to be? It used to
Welcome
be called
to the Jiffy Lube Live.
It used to be called Merriweather Post Pavilion, right?
No.
No, that's a.
Wait, what did it used to be called?
No, Merriweather Post Pavilion's in Maryland.
No, but
Jiffy Lube Live used,
Jiffy Lube
Live? Used to be called Nissan Pavilion.
Oh, yeah, Nissan Pavilion. All these companies. I can't remember
Jiffy
anymore.
Lube Live. Are you going to go to the Jiffy Lube Live to watch Green Day? They got $17 tickets, man.
They should give you a discount if you use Jiffy Lube.
You can bring in like that $5
yes.
discount that
That'd
you
be sweet.
For that.
You could get $5 off your ticket.
Yeah, that'd be great, dude. Now, people would totally bank on that, man.
Yeah,
they would absolutely bank on that. But I remember you were talking before I ran into a rant of talking about my own hand. That Danny was absolutely the most obnoxious he was last night.
It was great.
And it's funny because, you know, usually, I mean, nothing against Danny, but he has the physical and the emotional power to be as an obnoxious person in the planet. Like, that's one of his superpowers. Like, if he's a mutant, he'd be like, I have the ability just to be, you know, he can be obnoxious when he wants to be. You know what I mean? He's one of the, it's like, to me, it's Danny and it's my brother who can, like, just sit, you know, ceremoniously be obnoxious when they want to be. So he was beyond obnoxious? Because this is how I picture Danny. Because this is how, like, the last thing I remember Danny, it was like he was at Starcade and he had, like, the front row seats or something like that. And he was, like, yelling at the wrestlers. And then the people behind him were like, sit down! I can't see! And he's like, I paid $100 for these seats! I'll do whatever the hell I want!
Damn.
I remember that, dude!
Well,
that's why he's our friend.
We were already, like, 6 or 8 beers deep before we even went into the game. Because they had these bars, like, right outside the stadium. They had, like, little stands outside where they were, you know, advertising like, cheap-ass beer. It had signs everywhere.
That's what it said, cheap-ass beer.
I have it. Check my Facebook. I have a picture of it.
It says cheap-ass beer?
Yeah.
Dude, can I use that picture for the...
That'll be the theme of today's show.
Can. Yeah, sure. It's got me and Danny in the
picture. I still fuck mad bitches.
Yeah. I only buy cheap beer, but still.
I still fuck mad bitches, yo.
But anyway.
We can put some black over your eyes so that no one will know it's
you. I don't care.
Like how they yearbooked the photo.
I want to do that, man. I want to have just this, you know, universal word bubble that I can put on any image. And it says, but I still fuck mad bitches, yo. And put it anywhere. Put it next to Ronald McDonald. Put it next to, like,
yeah,
Screech.
I'm a clown, but still.
I still fuck mad bitches, yo. All right, so Danny was being obnoxious. What level obnoxious was he?
Well,
you guys were already deep in the alcohol, I'm assuming.
It wasn't
point.
Like, yeah, we had a bunch of brewskis before we went in. Huzzer was drinking, too.
You called them brewskis?
Yeah. So we go in, and we get our seats, and immediately, like, first inning, the Orioles come up to bat, and there's this guy behind us, and he starts yelling, rally, 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 like that.
What does that mean? What,
like,
does that mean?
A rally in a ball game is usually...
Now, I know nothing about the baseball mentality, so you got to start from the beginning.
Like, a batting rally, it would be, like, say your team is behind.
Yeah.
Like, say it's, like, late in the game, and your team's behind by 3 runs or something, and you come up to bat, and you say, all right, let's get a rally going. And then you start getting hits and knocking runs in. That would be a rally.
Okay,
you're behind and you're coming back.
Yeah.
Is that kind of like the wrestling equivalent of saying what?
No, it's like the wrestling it's equivalent. It's like when they start clapping. It's like getting the hot tag or something.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It's like,
okay.
That's like a rally.
When, wait a minute, what?
Like a rally would be like getting the hot tag and just punching, knocking guys out, knocking them over the ropes.
I see what you're saying.
Anyway. So, stupid. Huh? So, all right. So anyway, this guy the score is 0-0.
You need to have the wrestling equivalents because I don't know the baseball at all. All
right, so we got to relate to the wrestling equivalent to everything. So this guy's about the hot tag, but right. And the audience starts doing the clap.
No, no, they weren't. They weren't doing anything.
There's no clap.
No, it was just this guy by himself. This big, huge, fat guy.
It's just one guy rallying
like,
by himself.
He's in the section like right behind us, but you know, a couple rows back, and he starts yelling,
he's just
"Rally,
like, rally,
he,
rally,
rally!"
But that's
rally,
all you say.
Rally.
That's all
just
you like say that. Is rally.
That's all he was saying. And the score was 0-0. First inning.
Wait, but
first.
What does that mean? Like when he's like rally.
He was calling for a rally. He was trying to get a rally going.
Was he trying to get everyone to say rally?
I don't know if he. I don't know if he was telling the team to do that or trying to get everybody. Anyway,
he's just saying rally. He has like no girlfriend next to him.
No,
friends by himself. Yeah. Open seats.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Rally, 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 rally.
But no, this guy was doing that the entire game. He did it like 3 or 4 times in any.
Maybe he just wanted to start
the whole
a
game. For the no, he never changed it up. He just kept saying the same thing. It was like kind of like the New World Order. It was like new world order. Like the more news you get, the better you are. So like. Yeah, we were talking about there. We were like, man, the better that comes up, the more rallies he says. But anyway, so this, we look back at this guy and we're like, oh god, this guy sucks. So we start like yelling stuff, trying to piss him off. But Danny was being super obnoxious to all the fans. He was like, it's like Jones. You need to go back to Twins, you faggot! You need to go back to Minnesota or something like that. He was yelling crap.
Is that why he kept on sending me texts that say at the end with faggot? Yeah. What the hell are you calling me a faggot for, dude?
We had these like old people sitting in front of us, like a whole row of old people. And they weren't saying anything, but you could tell the look on their face like they were annoyed.
Like they turn with a disgusted look on their face.
And we're sitting at the end of the row, like seats 1 through 4. And, you know, there's the aisleway, you know, the staircase.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, on the first seat there was some older guy. And he was like, are you a Yankees fan by any chance? Talking to Danny. He's like, no, why? He's like, don't you see the Braves at? He's like, you're just like a Yankees fan. Just as obnoxious. He's like, well, I'm glad that I could. He said something like really smart ass. Like, I'm glad that I could. Something,
you.
Sir. Yeah, somebody said something. Then he kept yelling stuff.
I like that's what's really incredible about Danny is that like even if he's even if he has to have a response back, like a smart ass response, he sort of says it like a gentleman. Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, at least I was able to entertain you. You faggot! Sit down, Rhodes, you faggot.
Yeah. Oh man, it was great. But all game we were nonstop yelling stuff until we got our nachos. Then we were quiet for like five minutes. We were eating our nachos.
5 minutes even.
And I spilled sauce all
nachos
over my pants.
So oh good.
Man,
nacho sauce.
And then I lost my Oakleys.
Oh. You lost your Oakleys.
Yeah, but they had this Marine Corps recruiting thing outside, and like I had a bunch of beers and I was like, Danny, look, pull ups. They had a pull up bar. They were doing a pull up contest, and I went up there and set the record. Did 18 pull-ups.
Really?
Cool. Yeah, did you get anything?
Yeah, they gave me a free hat. It said cool. Marines on it.
You got that in replacement of your sunglasses.
Yeah.
Wait, you telling me 18? Really?
Yeah.
I just thought he was
like, the record's 15. If you do 15, you get a hat. So, all right, well, I'll probably do 20, and then I went there, did 18.
I remember, like, back in, like, you know, like in elementary or high school where, like, you'd have to do, what was that, physical fitness test?
The presidential thing.
Yeah, I never got my T-shirt.
You get a badge.
I won the presidential thing 1 year.
Like, you did?
Or not won it, but, like, I made the score.
Yeah.
You know how they're supposed to give you a T-shirt?
I don't
give you my T-shirt.
I don't know.
They gave me, like, a little badge, like a Boy Scout or Girl Scout type badge.
The only thing I was good at was, like, the sit and reach.
What did you do with the badge? Sit and reach.
Remember sit and reach?
What else was there? Sit-ups?
The sit-ups, pull-ups.
Shuttle run.
What the was a shuttle 55 run?
55 meter dash.
What's the shuttle run?
Remember where you have to like run and grab the eraser or something and then back?
Is that called shuttle run? Yeah. What was those things that you like lay on your back with that's like a wheel? It's like a mini skateboard thing.
What?
It's like there's this thing that you like put your. I don't know if it was for presidential physical fitness, but you like had this little go kart thing, but you're like sitting on your back and you roll it and there's rolls on it. Like there's it's
no
like a mini skateboard that you like sit on. And you roll around on it.
Why do you roll around on it?
I don't know. I remember it from elementary school.
Is this part of the is this part of the competition?
I don't think it's the presidential physical fitness, but it's I remember there was something where you like sit on this little skateboard and you like roll around on it. Had wheels.
Never heard of that.
It's kind of like sitting on like a square skateboard.
I have no clue.
Maybe
what
they didn't
that
have
is.
That at Cherry Run.
But the reason why I bring that up is you brought up the pull-ups, and I just remember like there was a gymnast named Michelle Kepik that just like she was doing pull-ups, and she would just not end. She would just never end doing pull-ups. I was like, holy crap,
she
man.
She set the world record.
She was just, you know what I mean?
And then I couldn't even, like, do one in fourth grade.
Yeah, and then she just kept on, like, going. And, like, she would do more than just pull-ups. Like, she would physically, like, lift her whole body, like, over the bar.
Yeah.
That's gymnast strength right there, man.
Scary strength.
Scary gymnast strength. I was like, I wish I can be as strong as a gymnast.
Oh, start working out.
I mean, or I should start becoming a gymnast, man.
Yeah, you could. Damn it.
So they had sit and reach. What else? Mile run, was that part of it?
Yeah.
1 mile. Did they have 55-meter...
Yeah, pull-ups.
55-meter dash? Was that a part of it?
That wasn't part... No, the shuttle run was...
No,
the...
that's like field day stuff.
Oh, I don't remember.
Field day?
Field day.
There's no field day in high school.
Skins versus shirts.
Yes.
They should have that.
What, skin versus shirts?
Yeah.
That was always a weird thing. It's like, what's... Skin versus shirts. I don't know. That just sounds weird to me, dude. That's sort of like Native Americans and junk like that. All right, so yeah, you're over. So you're over in Baltimore. Was this place like completely filled out? Like, is this are the games you usually go to? Are they like packed or?
Well, no, far from it. But it was a lot more crowded than I'm used to going to the Nats games. But I think the part of it was the ballpark was smaller.
Yeah, it's
but
an illusion.
The stadium was nice. That was the first time I'd ever been to the Baltimore Stadium since I've lived here, you know, since I was 8.
So. Yeah. Did you go to the aquarium afterwards?
No, I didn't. Damn it. But, you know, it was a lot nicer than I expected. But
Hazard said he was never going to go to Baltimore ever again.
Well, he lied.
He's a liar, man.
And he went again
today. I'm calling
today.
You out, Hazard. You're a liar.
Or he went again on Sunday, rather.
He's a liar. You can always trust him to lie
about that. He was like saying
that
he was going to get killed there or something, and he didn't want to go.
Man, there's this,
that was like a year ago, so maybe he changed his mind.
He's going to get killed there. Dude, well, maybe he went because there were more people with him.
It was fun. I want to change subjects and like, so I'll tell you a story about an experience on the movie set that I'm working with. So we have like a section called video. It's not Video Village, but it's the assistant director's office in which we just have computers set up and stuff like that. And we were taking a break. And we have people from LA working there, and it was all connected to the internet, and they're all talking about like, you know, talking to people online. So of course, the first thing I mentioned to them was like, "Hey, you ever been on Chat Roulette? We should go to Chat Roulette."
Did you go?
And they're like, "I don't think that's appropriate for us to go to Chat Roulette." Like some people knew who they were, but it's funny how some people that you'd expect to know what Chat Roulette was, like there's this girl that works there that like, you know, she's very social, and I assumed that she would know what Chat Roulette was. She had no idea. She's like, "I have no idea what Chat Roulette was."
Did you go on it?
We tried to, but the camera wasn't set up. But it was so great to just imagine, like, five people trying to describe what Chat Roulette is to this one person. And then, but she's like, totally, she was like, "So what, they show, like, their cocks or something? Is that what they do?" And they're like, "Yeah, sometimes. No, maybe. A little bit."
Maybe.
It depends. It's like, yes, because you people can click on you.
Well, do you think a lot of people know what that is?
People can click off of you, and they're like, "Oh, so you can get rejected?" Like, yeah, they can, like, fuck you up, you know?
You think a lot of people know what Chat Roulette is? Because I never heard about it until a few weeks ago when James talked about it.
Yeah, now the world knows, James.
Well, I heard about it from South Park.
We should have a challenge.
So that's pretty prominent.
We should put out a challenge to one day like get James on Chat Roulette and see if someone
live
who listens,
on the air.
If someone who can listen to this show somehow find you on Chat Roulette. Is that even possible?
Well, people would need to know what James looks like.
I guess,
like.
I don't know.
Well, let's go to your Facebook.
Well, then, I don't know if you want to call for that. You know, it's basically like, hey, stalkers.
Chat Roulette sucks. But they have so many copycats out there now. They have like a Chat Hopper and
I've never
chat
really done any of that. I don't know if I can
yeah, something like that.
Well, but I don't even know if that's like really worth it. Like, what are you supposed to find on that? You know what I mean? Like
entertainment for all.
Maybe entertainment for like 5 minutes, but like there's not really any substance.
Until you meet the person of your dreams.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone's ever met.
What if I find the person of my dreams on Chat Roulette? What if one day I actually go on it and I see you guys on it and I'm like, what the hell?
And we click off. You just click away instantly.
That'd be terrible. I'd be like, what are you guys doing on Chat Roulette?
I'm like, click.
It's like that time that you let me borrow the Halloween Havoc video. No, we already told that story, didn't we?
That was a good story of
the
ages.
So I have a story that I want actually Joe to tell because... Right.
What? I don't do well tell when people it. Tell me to tell do it. Stuff.
Okay, well...
What? You tell me to tell stories all the time.
I know, but I'm an instigator.
Well, yeah, but I'm instigating something. Instigated. Here, you know, here's the scenario of when you were talking about how you're working on this current movie production right now. And it's starring one person that James and I are both really big fans of. And you yourself.
What?
All right, I guess to stretch this out, who could it be? Let's guess.
Joe's working... Well, he left town, unfortunately. But there is a person that both of us are really big fans of.
That we've talked about on this radio show.
That we've talked about on the radio show.
Uh-huh.
He's a guy. He's an actor. And that's all I'm going to give.
And he's... Okay. Am I supposed to guess?
Yeah, we're just making a guess.
You get 5 guesses.
Is it somebody that I actually like or somebody that you're...
Somebody that you like.
That I don't like.
It's been documented that you like.
Is it? Has been documented that James likes this person?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so James, I've been working on this film that's going to last for 4 weeks. I'm 2 weeks into it. And this one guy that I think you might admire that we talked about on this radio show was a special guest on this show that I've had conversation with and took many photos of.
Joe got touch points. Yeah, wait,
it was a show or
no? It's a movie.
Well, a movie that Joe's filming.
Well, usually on a movie we'll call it a show. Well, so it's like when you say like, oh, we're working. Oh, this is Lost. Hello, this is the Lost show.
Well, what kind of movie is it? Is it like a comedy or?
But Lost
like
is
a drama?
Show.
Well, this movie is
a movie.
A dramatic cheerleader movie, I believe.
Dramatic cheerleader movie.
But that has nothing to do with this
Fred
guest
Savage?
Star. No.
No. That was your first guess. You get 4 more guesses.
Just the people you like this person, so it's you got
like.
So I don't know if you like Fred Savage.
Oh, okay, I got you. How about Stifler?
No.
No.
All right. I didn't know you liked Stifler.
Well,
you
I don't know.
More.
I like role models.
That doesn't mean like you admire Stifler.
Mel Gibson?
No. That would be awesome.
Bruce Willis?
No.
No. One more.
This is tough. Wait, is he like a big name or like medium name?
He's like a medium name, but we both really like him.
But he was on a show that you know of, and that this show is what he's known for.
He was on one TV show. He's been on more than one TV show, but he's known for one role specifically. The other stuff that he's done hasn't really been as hot, but he's been
Urkel.
Known.
No. All right, I don't know. I have no idea.
Dean Cain.
What?
Joe got touch points from Dean Cain.
Did you get a picture?
With Dean Cain?
Yeah.
No, I took
unfortunately.
I talked to Dean Cain. He was I work with Dean Cain, and he was he was guest starring in this movie that's filming up here for 4 weeks, and very surprising. The first conversation we had was about breasts.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Who's?
Anyone, just breasts in general.
And not just about breasts, but about touching breasts.
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah,
man,
so
I wouldn't have guessed that.
So Dean Cain, Superman, man. Yeah, we talked throughout the day. He worked on the film for 4 days, I believe, or 3 days. And he's exactly like how you picture him, man. He doesn't seem like he's aged really at all.
That's good.
How old is he?
I have no idea, man.
He's like 43 or something.
That's it?
I don't know, man. I'm going to look it up right now.
Beats me, man.
I need to know how old he is.
Well, it was pretty much a head trip. Like, when we were there and I was working around, and, like, you just listen to his voice, and you're like, that's freaking Dean Cain. And you're like, I can't believe this shit. Like, I used to watch his show every single day. You know what I mean? And I used to watch Lois and Clark on TNT before why is everyone going on their phone now? What the fuck is this?
I'm trying to check. I'm checking how old he is.
How can I have a conversation with everyone just looking at their
phone? I'm listening. I got headphones on. I can hear you.
Look, it's Dean Cain, age 43.
43?
Yeah.
So when was that show big? Like mid-90s?
Yeah, mid-90s. So
damn.
15 years ago?
So he was like our age when he was
really
doing
really?
That show.
Really? No.
Yeah. Think about it.
He was?
Say it like
think
that.
About it.
Think about that shit, man. Put that shit
1966?
Put that
he was born.
Together.
So, what? Oh,
he was born in 1966.
Oh, so he was 30-something.
So he's old.
Yeah. So he's not, like, our age at that time.
What?
I didn't say it, man.
I don't know.
So, yeah, think about it. If it was like early to mid-90s, if in 1996 he was 30, then think about it. So that show was on when we were like 7th grade, right?
It was really cool, like how I found out, too, because
think
really
think
it's weird. It's
Well, Dean Cain is a very well-preserved man.
Well, it was interesting because, like, it was sort of a surprise. I didn't really know there was any big names on this project when I signed on for it. And then I looked at the call sheet. Well, actually, there was sort of, like, rumblings about it the day before. I overheard one of the assistants go, like, oh, shit, I gotta go pick up Dean Cain. And, like, from the day before, I was like, what? That doesn't make any sense. Dean Cain? The Dean Cain? Yeah, someone's gotta go pick
Dean
up.
Cain.
I gotta go pick up Dean Cain. And then, like, so the rest of the night, I was like, did he mean the Dean Cain? Like, Superman Dean Cain? And then when I arrived that morning, like, at breakfast, and I got my call sheet, and I looked through it, I was like, oh, playing the dad, Dean Cain. I was like, that doesn't make any sense. It can't be the Dean Cain. You know what I mean?
It must be the fake Dean Cain.
And then during breakfast announcements, like during the safety meeting, it was announced like our AD was like, yeah, so we got Dean Cain today. He's upstairs. If you guys haven't worked with him before, he's a really cool guy. Yes, he'll be willing to make autographs or take pictures with you. It's all cool.
I wish you got
you know
a
mean?
Picture with him.
I mean, if I knew, but you know,
man. It's awesome. I'm in disbelief.
But Joe shook his hand.
I shook his hand.
Joe, can I touch your hand?
Because, like, also for the beginning of the day, I wasn't...
Look, I'm touching Dean Cain.
Because of the beginning of the day, I wasn't really doing that much. So while they were setting up the shot, I was, like, standing in for where he was going to be. Where he was going to be.
You were Dean Cain standing.
Yeah, so nice. for a few minutes. And then, like...
For a few minutes, you were Dean Cain.
When he walked down the stairs to go to the scene, the AD was guiding him down there. And then the AD was like, hey, this is Joe. He's sort of doing your stand-in for right now. And I stand up and like, hey, I'm Joe. And he goes like, hey, I'm Dean. And then we part ways. Or then I go back to my normal job.
Then you talk about bloopies.
Well, then it was interesting because when I did talk to Dean Cain, we were in between setups. And he was sitting like in front of a fireplace, right? And he was sitting there. No one else on the crew or anything was talking to him. He was just crouching down, looking at reading an Entertainment Weekly. And, like, you know, I was staring but not staring at the same time because I was like, I should freaking talk to him right now. You know, this would be the moment I can, like, talk to Dean Cain. And then he started laughing, right? So I was like, this is my chance. So I go, like, hey, Dean, what are you laughing at, man? And then, like, I go sit down, and he's like, oh, yeah, like, I'm reading Entertainment Weekly, and has this quote from about Drew Carey. And he's like, and I'm like a real big fan about Drew Carey, and like, or not a big fan, but I'm not a big fan, but he's really good friends with Drew Carey.
Yeah.
And then like Dean Cain told me this whole entire story about Drew Carey like grabbing some girl's breasts at Mardi Gras.
What a turd.
I was like,
dude, I hate Drew Carey.
But then he really like told me I didn't really answer back, and he just went into this huge story about like, yeah, so Drew Carey breasts, and like, and I was like, yeah, breasts are like the best way to promote any show. And he's like, yeah, they're like great, you know.
Nice.
And then we had to go back to work.
Oh.
Dean Cain told you that breasts are great.
Damn it,
they are. I was like, breasts make. That's the best conversation I can have on this project. It's like people are up. I'm always pushing like, yeah, breasts make people happy, you know.
Breasts make people happy.
Boobies.
And also on this project
sugar
is
tits.
Also on this project is Steve Guttenberg. If anyone's
what?
A fan.
No way.
Yes way.
What?
Yes.
Are you a fan
you
of Steve Guttenberg?
God, Steve Guttenberg is the man.
Really?
Police Academy? Three Men and a Baby?
Wait, you're actually getting more excited about Steve Guttenberg
than Guttenberg.
Dean Cain.
I thought he died or something. Dude, I hadn't heard about him in years.
He was on Party Down.
Oh.
I shook Steve Guttenberg. I talked to Steve Guttenberg a whole lot, man.
That's amazing.
I would have said that story if I knew you're a fan of Steve Guttenberg.
Well, I'm just saying, I was already pumped about Dean Cain. That just put me over the top.
See, now we're all going to watch this cheerleader movie because of that.
Damn it. It's got Steve Guttenberg?
I got all these photos. I've got all these photos I can show you.
I saw Steve Guttenberg. I was on set for one day.
Yeah, Karen was an extra for one day.
For
really?
One, yeah.
If I knew you were a fan of Steve Guttenberg, I would ask if you'd be an extra on that day.
I was telling you.
How could you not know?
I didn't know you were a fan of Steve Guttenberg.
I said.
Off the top
I said,
of my
Joe,
head.
Why don't you look, ask James to be here look, because look, he, James
oh,
really
oh,
likes
on.
James likes Dean Cain.
Yeah,
and then, at that point, we didn't know if Dean Cain was going to be there that day, and then we already realized that Dean Cain wasn't going to be there. So then, like, it was a lot of hurry up and wait, how it usually is. And then, like, I didn't know you were a fan of Steve Guttenberg.
Oh.
Maybe next time.
Wait a minute. Steve Guttenberg is also in... He's in Short Circuit, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in Short Circuit as well.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. See, look at this.
Yeah, so like the... Yeah, it's really incredible.
James could have been an extra.
It's really incredible because when Steve Guttenberg was on set, when I first met him, like, I would never guess it was Steve Guttenberg.
Is he old?
Well, also because he was in the character. He plays the principal of the school. So I would never... He's in the character of looking like a principal, an older principal. You know what I mean? So when he was walking around, I was like, oh, who's that older gentleman? And it's like, oh, hey, what's up, Steve? Or like everyone's like, hey, Steve, and they're all talking to him. And the first time I talked to Steve Guttenberg was he was talking to someone about like yoga, and then that person walked away, and then I was sitting behind him because I'm working, getting ready to do my thing, and then I go like, yeah, dude, I gotta get down with yoga too. And he's like, oh, really? He turned around and says, you wanna get down with yoga? Let's do that at lunchtime, man. As soon as lunch goes, let's do some yoga.
Did you do it?
And then I was like, I'm not sure. I've never done yoga before. And then he starts telling me, he's like, oh, you should try it. It's really good. And he went really detailed about how it really helps your life. Like, he was really like a sensei. It felt like Steve Guttenberg was like a sensei.
What, for yoga?
Or like, yeah. Or like, he had that aura of a sensei-ness about him.
And did he have a
proponent.
Beard?
Proponent.
Huh? Did he have a beard?
He did have a beard, but
sucks.
Not like a full beard.
It was just a little bit of stubble.
Yeah, you know, like an older gentleman stubble.
James has a disgusted look.
Was he all gray?
Yeah.
No, well, he's salt and pepper.
But he's playing the part of the principal.
Yeah, he's all old.
So, but like...
That sucks. I miss the old Steve Guttenberg.
You've met?
Mahoney? No, I miss him.
You miss him?
Yeah, Mahoney. Mahoney!
See, James would have been so stoked.
So you should tell me more about Steve Guttenberg, because, like, you know what, for me,
you know
my extent of Steve Guttenberg recently has been Party Down. And that's one of the first things that was the second thing I talked to him about. While we were waiting until the shot was getting set up, it was just me standing right next to him, and I was just like, hey, dude, you're awesome in Party Down. He's like, oh, you like that? It's like, man, not a lot of people have seen Party Down. He's like, yeah, it's a great show. And he's like, yeah, that's a really great show. I had a great time working on that. I hope it gets picked up for a second season. It's like, but he talks like that. He talks like what? That too. He's like, yeah, it was really great, man. You really got to do. You got to do that thing. It's great.
Are you gonna really do great. Yoga now?
I don't know. It was just a conversation to start.
Damn it.
But it was really cool because I mentioned you. I was like, yeah. I was like, Carolyn does yoga, and she was getting she was in good strength, and her back was getting better. And he's like, yeah, that's what yoga does. It
really revitalizes. Yeah, revitalizes mind and body.
It was awesome, man. And there was a chance. There's a time.
I wish
when,
I could do more yoga, but I just, you know, other things get in the way, life.
Yeah, if I'd known you were a fan of Steve Guttenberg, James.
You know what? You know what I imagine myself doing whenever I meet or. Whenever, if I ever meet a celebrity like that, like a movie star,
yeah,
it probably everybody does it, and it's probably annoying to actors, but I just want to make them say like a line from a movie. Like, hey, Steve, let me hear, what does he say in a movie?
I don't know, man.
What's the line? I can't even think of one off the top of my head.
Didn't
let me hear Hightower. hey, Hightower. You know, I don't know.
didn't he say something from Party Down, like some word of advice?
I don't know, man.
It was to like that science fiction guy that was on Freaks and Geeks.
What,
about keep, writing something?
Keep believing or something like that?
Some encouraging thing like that. But he would like say, like, yeah, keep believing.
But you know, I can't really, yeah, it's weird for me to do that. Like, I'm on set working and he's, you can't go like, Steve, what's up, dog?
Well, like,
I bet like Cuba Gooding Jr. It is probably annoying if
that.
Everyone. No, I know, but you know if everyone's like, show me the money.
Show me the money.
Like it's like how many times does he have to say? See, for him, I bet that's super annoying.
Well,
I bet he probably gets asked to say
like,
that like every day.
That's like all your fans, James. Like if you're walking in the city and people are like, James, D's, say D's, James, say G, say D's, bag it.
Say the line, boy. I didn't do it. Whistle wazzle?
I guess now I'm beginning to really feel like I need to have a saying or something that everyone else can say.
I don't have a saying, but I feel okay.
Let's come up with one right now.
Well, like
it just has to happen.
It has to happen, but I've been saying like for real, not for fake. But
can
I don't
make that up.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't know if that like really works.
As well.
I don't think that one's gonna catch on.
I don't think it works as well, but I like it.
Well, it's good to say, but I wouldn't use it as my catchphrase.
It's not as snappy. It really does have to just
snappy.
It really just like for me, I find that I'm people want me to do impressions. and I don't like doing impressions like on the command.
You don't like to tell stories on command. Don't like anything on command.
I don't like people telling me what to do. Like, I don't like people telling me to do something I like doing usually if no one tells me what to do. You know
what sucks? They're like, Joe, tell everybody what you did the other day. Tell everybody the story about what you did the other day.
And I'm like, oh, fuck.
And they're like, no, man,
like
you,
how
you
I
tell
just
it.
Did
and they're
the,
like,
with the Dean Cain story?
They're like, yo, check it out. All right, this is what happened. Joe went over,
it's better
Joe went over this guy the other day. You told him to fuck off. This shit was crazy. Like, we see, you could have told him the whole time.
My least favorite thing is when I start telling the story, right? When I start telling this awesome fucking story, and then someone would come in and just tell the ending. And I was like, all right, so... I was like, so it's like, for me, I'm like, all right, so yeah, we were walking downstairs, and then all of a sudden, and then like someone else would jump in and be like, yeah, someone got killed, motherfucker. I was like, why? You just ruined my story, dude.
So, oh, you're telling about when you went over there and you, that motherfucker got killed?
Like, yeah.
Dude, I'm in the middle of a story.
I was just about you. That's the ending. You fucked up my ending.
Piece of shit.
Now,
then I cock-blocked your...
Yeah, he cock-blocked my spotlight. I don't like people cock-blocking my spotlight. Yeah. That's one thing I hate. And then like, I'm just like, ugh. And they're like, no, go ahead, tell it. I'm like, I'm not going to tell it now, man. Fuck that.
Yeah, damn it.
I like to think that I use the word fuck in very creative ways, in very bold and striking ways, but I'm not going to do it now.
Now everyone's going to anticipate it.
Yeah, hell yeah. James does that all the time.
Yeah, there's this...
James does this thing where, James, you'll do the... you'll get into the story and then stop. You'll be like, yeah, so... Oh, shit, I forgot.
And it was everyone's all on
like,
the edge.
Everyone's all like, oh, I know what he's about to say it, but no, come on, James, you gotta tell the rest of it.
Damn it.
You like to drag him along, man.
Yesterday in Baltimore, there was some guy who's like just standing there. He looked like a bum or something. I think he was selling bobbleheads. Like, just standing there on the street corner. And he looked like he was just like stoned out of his mind. Just some black guy.
Could
like,
be anyone in Baltimore.
But he looked like Christian Guzman from the second baseman for the Nationals. I was like, Danny, look, it's Guzman. He's like, what? It is. James, you got to get a picture with him. Like, no, damn it.
So, sure enough, the guy selling bobblehead dolls.
We were walking by, and he's like, excuse me, sir. And I'm like, Danny, no, come on, let's just keep going. He's
like, Danny always wants to get a picture taken with all these people.
So he made me a picture taken with him. And the guy was all pumped, too. He's like, yeah, we got to do that, man. We got
to. I like it when people, like, strangers that you meet, like, are already into what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, what? No.
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
Danny gets his picture taken with that waitress in Las Vegas. What's her name? Suzanne. Yeah, but it's not just that one picture. He has like a lot of them. Like every time he goes to Vegas, because I've seen at least two or three of them. It's the same girl, but like just different times that he meets her.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, you can have a whole collection.
It's romance, you know. That's today's romance.
I asked Danny, like, I was like, why don't you just ask her for like. Go out one night or something. And
would you?
He didn't want
you,
to.
Would you marry me?
Oh yeah, dig it.
You're all into black machismo.
Well, will you go out with me? Oh yeah, dig it. He goes back into the gimmick.
What are you talking about? That?
Yeah. You didn't see that?
I saw that.
He asked, "What's her name?" Out.
SoCal Val.
Yeah, he asked her out in the ring. Because we didn't dig it.
Oh yeah.
That's terrible.
That's what Danny should do with that Suzanne girl. Where does she work? Harrah's or something?
I need to go back to Vegas.
Let's go to Atlantic City. You want to go to Atlantic City?
No, I want to go back to Vegas.
Come on,
damn
man.
What's in Atlantic City?
Same thing.
Beach Boys. John Stamos.
You like Beach Boys?
Sure, it's not the same thing.
Oh, John Stamos. He might be there this year.
Is the Beach Boys playing this year?
I don't know.
I don't think they are.
So this year's July 4th is on, they're celebrating, they're doing fireworks on the 3rd. That's what's happening now.
What?
Because what happens is July 4th settles on a Sunday.
Monday's a holiday though.
Yeah.
What is Monday?
The 5th.
Monday's that's when the like government
shuts
recognizes
down.
the holiday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I guess like in Fairfax City they're doing the fireworks on July 3rd.
Well, that's lame. I guess they have there's no school. Why the hell
I don't
do
know
that?
It's on Saturday
Jesus.
Night. That's why they're
it's exactly why. It's because of Jesus.
No, it's not. That's, you're thinking of Christmas.
Wasn't it true that Jesus was, like, really born in the summertime?
Summertime.
I heard that.
Summertime.
Who said that?
The History Channel.
How the hell do they know?
I don't know. That's
how do they all of a sudden, after like 2,000 years, they're like, oh yeah, by the way, Jesus born in the summertime.
It's like, why didn't you tell me in the first place? I wasted all this time celebrating the winter solstice.
We've been celebrating the wrong birthday of Jesus forever. I think Coca-Cola changed it. They were like, oh, that's Santa's birthday. They were like, let's create this.
Santa's birthday.
Coca-Cola was like, let's create this whole advertisement of like Santa Claus and have him drinking a Coke and have the color red invade Jesus' birthday.
Throw some polar bears in there.
And then like penguins and polar bears, and now it's like becoming it's all
what happened
Jesus
to green? Remember green used to be part of the Christmas colors?
Well, because isn't that's it? Part of a Christmas tree, and it's not called Christmas tree anymore. It's called holiday tree.
We need to take back our country.
If, it's called holiday tree, wouldn't that mean you can just put it on any other holiday then?
Yep, pretty much. It could be anything.
Oh, so like when Easter rolled? Wait, Easter passed already.
Have
what's
you
the next
seen,
holiday?
Fourth of July. Fourth of July.
Put up a tree.
Fourth of July.
You could have a Fourth of July tree, and it would be a holiday tree.
Oh, we should do that just to stick it to the man.
But you know what? Have you ever
or the
seen,
woman? Stick it to the woman.
Yeah.
Call it sticking it to the woman.
Stick it to the woman. Stick it to the person.
stick that person.
Stick it to the vajayjay.
We'll black bag that person. We'll black bag the man.
Have you seen those Christmas trees that are like Halloween trees? They
no.
have it at, you know that store, the Christmas Attic?
No.
It's like all Christmas stuff all the time.
I can't imagine.
And
all year long?
Yep. And they have a tree that's like a Halloween tree, and it has like all this like spiders.
So you're supposed to buy it for Halloween?
Yep. It's like a Christmas tree, but the decorations are like Halloween. Like they have ghosts and pumpkins
goblins.
And spiders and stuff.
Goblins.
What
the hell
goblin?
Is a goblin?
I don't know.
It's a spirit. A haunted spirit.
Goblin?
Is that really what the goblin is?
I don't know. Would ask the green goblin. What's the green goblin?
Yeah, well, he looked like a
Harris. Hogan sucks.
He looked like a Joker.
Hogan!
But anyway, what I'm saying is that it's Christmas.
Danny L. Hogan.
Christmas is so like devour it now or what. Dilapidated or whatever.
What is dilapidated?
Dilapidated.
Dilapidated.
No, because like Jesus wasn't even born then, and then like basically it's like might as well be a Coca-Cola holiday. Like celebrate Coke. You know?
Yes.
I mean, if you have enough money, you can make anything look okay.
I mean, it's just like an advertisement for Coke, pretty much. And now everyone's just jumping on it. They'll be like, oh, I like Santa Claus too.
Then sooner or later, everything's gonna be Mac. Everything's gonna be white Mac. It's gonna be a Mac Christmas, an Apple Christmas.
What if they make a black Mac?
Isn't that against
all the
Apple rules? Is making things black?
No.
Black is droid color.
Oh yeah, droid.
Droid.
But now they have like now all the Macs are like silver.
Oh, speaking of droid, I got a text.
So how is your droid?
It's doing all right. I need to charge it.
Is it USB charger?
Charging droid.
No, it's not a USB charger. I don't think. I don't know. Fuck it.
I don't know.
God damn it! I still haven't got my car stuff figured out.
What's the latest?
My insurance company is going after him. Haji. Did I tell you? I didn't tell you the update.
No.
Let's get the update going.
Did I tell you that his insurance finally contacted him for a statement?
No.
Yeah, and then he flat out lied and said exactly what I told them that happened to me. He went ahead and said that happened to him, and it was the reverse. Like,
what?
Like, I told them what happened, that I was sitting there laying on my horn while watching him back up into me.
Yeah.
He went, that's a good, damn it. I ruined it. Anyway, yeah, I was going to say, that's perfect for the music to stop right there. But, yeah, he went and told them that he was sitting there laying on his horn while I backed up into him.
So basically, he switched the stories and put it on your fault.
Yeah, so that his insurance won't go up.
Oh.
I got some good news, though.
What's the good news?
Well, I went ahead and got a estimate just in case.
Yeah.
And it was less than my deductible. So I'm just going to go ahead and pay for it myself, I guess, if it turns out that they're not going to cover it. Like, you know, after they finish the investigation, so my insurance company.
Is that good or bad that you're just going to have to cover it? Because that means you're spending money now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be bad in my opinion.
If it was more than my deductible is, then I would go ahead and have file it in my insurance. But good thing is, then I won't have to let's go ahead and pay for it myself. That way I don't have to claim it on my insurance. My insurance won't go up.
Okay, I see that.
But my insurance is going down $37 a month after July. So that's a good thing.
That's a good thing, man.
Yeah, because I had some tickets on my record that finally are coming off. Yes.
Is that how it happens every single time you get any ticket, it infects the insurance?
Yeah, for 3 years.
Well, even if it's a parking ticket? Or just a speeding ticket?
I don't think. No, just like a moving violation.
Because I just got a parking ticket in D.C., and I was like, no!
You did?
These cocksuckers gave me a no...
Wait, what cocksuckers are we talking about, James?
Well, the county sheriff's office, they gave me a no decal citation.
Really?
But my car is registered in one county. You know, like the county we're in now.
Yeah.
But the county that I've been staying in, which was only supposed to be short term, because I'm moving back to this county. Anyway, I didn't go ahead and get a county decal for that county. So they gave me a $100 fine for not having a county decal. Well, I pay taxes in this county. So the money's still going somewhere in the state, you know?
James,
I pay state taxes.
You have some...
Why are they coming after me? I'm the guy that wants to do good.
Dude, that's what's so hilarious. You know? It's not hilarious, but ironic about this whole entire... Anything that involves you and any type of authority figure is like, you have anyone I know follows the most rules, any driving rules, you serve your country, you pay the most for your country, and yet you seem to be singled out more than any minority that I am so aware
yeah, see?
Of.
See? There's something wrong with that.
What is that? What is up with that, dude?
I don't know, but it sucks.
It's like,
because when they go after any minority, then like they always are like, oh, well, we're being targeted, you know? Like,
what accent is that?
You know what you do?
That's like a non-Caucasian accent.
We need to put up a goddamn wall on the border. We need to bomb the hell out of the Middle East. And we need to, I don't know.
But then when you say, like, even something that even is, like, remotely genuinely negative about them, then they're like, oh, well, you're a racist. And it's like...
Well, then why don't you
maybe
say...
Maybe I am.
Why don't you say, yeah? Why don't you say, yeah, I'm racist? What now?
No, but you know what I
yeah.
mean? Like, it's...
I'm racist, but still fuck my bitches, yo.
And they're, they're minorities.
What now?
And they're minority bitches, too.
That's right. They're your bitches. They're mine now.
But the thing is, in like 25, even 50, 25, 50 years from now, everyone is just going to be a big mixing pot anyway.
A mixing pot?
Ah, damn it, don't say that.
Yeah, a melting pot or whatever. Because, like, I've just noticed, like, there's, like, you know, there's, like, there's not really going to be any, like, genuine whites anymore.
No genuine whites? How do you get a genuine white?
You mix white and white.
What are the two whitest races? Irish? Like,
well,
I mean,
the further north you go, the wider. Well,
Iceland.
I don't know. Maybe not Eskimos.
York.
So Swedish.
I don't know.
Swedish and Irish.
Swedish.
The whitest you can get is like the redheaded people, because they're
like Conan.
Is there? Where are they located?
I think all like in Sweden.
Like Ireland.
Where are they all?
They're
Sweden
located in Gingerland.
Norway.
Gingerbreadland.
Gingerbreadland.
In Ireland. And,
Candyland.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you mix those, you get the genuine white people. Man.
No, but I mean, like,
I don't know, ask Hitler. He made up the master race.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is...
Oh, let's look it up.
who created the master race?
Because then, like, the thing is if you say even anything remotely against, like, any of these, like, races, then they always are going to cry out saying that they're, like, they're being abused or something.
But white people do that too, right?
Do we?
Well, you know, there's more than just
see,
you.
But now,
you
it's, now, but now it's like the white people, I feel like, in some small way, is like paying for other people's mistakes.
As opposed to blacks?
But like, but if...
Asians.
But it, I don't...
Blacks.
But the blacks...
Blacks.
The blacks...
Droid.
It's
a funny word, blacks.
But
no one's really black, man.
Blacks.
Well, you know those blacks.
I wouldn't want to be called African American.
What if you were African and American?
Well, if I was, then I was. But I wouldn't. If I was black and I was just happened to live in America, I would just be black or brown.
As opposed to African, you don't want to be African?
Because I would have no connection to Africa. For example, I'm Polish, supposedly.
But
I don't even know anything about Poland. I don't even. I would
Roman
never.
Polanski.
I don't think I would ever like really necessarily go out of my way to go there. And I have, like, no connection, really, to it. So if somebody's like, oh, well, you're Polish, blah, 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 Polish, Polish, Polish. And
you
I'm like,
act
so,
like this.
And I'm like, I am actually just American.
Do you ever get that stereotyping of like, oh, you must be Polish, so you must be this type of thinking?
Then everyone thinks that Polish people are dumb.
Is that what they think?
That's what we're known for.
Where did this come from?
I don't know.
Polish people are
dumb. Because it came from like Poland jokes back in like the time where everyone came to like Gangs of New York time, and like everyone was just like, oh, the Poland neighborhood, they're all dumb and like coal miners and stuff.
That sucks to be the race of like, yeah, this race is known for making chocolate. This is the race known for being dumb.
Yeah, I'm the race.
What is that?
Okay, chocolate. Speaking from the race known for being dumb.
I'm filled with chocolate. I can't run. I'm filled with chocolate. Any bosoms?
I'm just saying, like, if I was a black person living in America, I would not want to be called African. Like, because I would have no connection to Africa.
Well,
you know, like, I mean, yeah, I'm guessing some of my...
Not a European American,
like,
dude.
Some of my ancestries might have come from Africa, like... You know, back a long time ago, but I would have no connection. I'm American.
American, damn it.
Like hot dogs. Like Hebrew hot dogs.
Yes, Hebrew national.
Hebrew national.
Have you ever heard Nathan's hot dogs?
Which is better?
Actually, you did at
Those things
Coney
are the
Island.
Bomb.
I did.
Nathan's? I never had Nathan's, but we should go to Coney Island. I want to go, man.
Coney.
We should go to Coney Island. I really want to go. I wanted to go, but instead I saw Steve Guttenberg.
You want to go to New York?
So that works.
Yeah, it's true. You did see Steve Guttenberg.
I need to see Steve Guttenberg. You still working on that show?
two more weeks, man.
Oh,
but he left.
He's done.
He's wrapped.
What about Dean Cain?
Dean Cain's
wrapped, man. See, I wanted to see Dean. I'm all about the Dean Cain.
Now I just have to stare at cheerleaders all day.
Which, to some people, could be a dream.
That's true.
Nice.
So, how is it like staring at the cheerleaders? It
sort of fades away after a certain amount of hours.
you're like, and first you're like, oh.
Ready?
After
one, two,
after
three,
like
four.
30 minutes,
one,
you're like,
two,
okay.
Three, and five, and six, and seven, eight. Five. That's
so
what you hear
you
all day
learn
long.
How to count.
It's just like, you know, watching dancers. It's awesome.
Or it's like watching Sesame Street.
It's awesome, but then you can't just be like someone on the side that's just like, oh, look at them. Look at them do the splits.
Maybe if you found a way to like mute it. You know, and then you could be like, wow.
I've had bad luck with cheerleaders anyway. It's not really been my thing, cheerleaders. Cheer.
When I was in college, I was asked to be one of the male cheerleaders.
Really?
At VCU?
Did you do it?
They were trying to recruit me.
You did it, didn't you?
When I was living in the dorm.
No,
I didn't do it. I should have, thinking back.
You could have got some good upskirt shots.
In hindsight.
Yeah, then you get the hold, the high knee. You have to hold the butt when you do when they're up there.
Yeah, but I didn't. As a male cheerleader, do you have to do the jumping jacks or whatever you call them, roundhouses and stuff?
Roundhouses?
I don't know. What do you call them?
Like summer round off into a backflip.
Yeah, round off into
round off backflip. Round off is easy though. I can do a round off.
I can do one, but not.
Joe, you should be a male cheerleader.
No, I'm not gonna. It's funny because we were doing better, like in NWWA, we were doing moves that cheerleaders couldn't do.
I wasn't.
That is pretty funny. Do you think that the male cheerleaders get action from the female cheerleaders?
Oh, yeah. They got to.
They have to. They just have to, man.
So,
unless they don't. Unless they're not interested.
Do you think that any of them are gay?
Probably.
Well, I don't know.
But they could get good action from the female cheerleaders, you think?
I mean, I don't think they're gay because they're smart.
And that's how we're going to leave you on today's show. Male cheerleaders, you are smart.
Unlike Polish people.
Yeah, yeah. Happy July 4th. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
James, thank you for having me.
Yes, we'll catch you next week.
Happy 4th of July.
Woohoo! Independence!
Fireworks! I'm the